This is Ozarks at Large. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed down much of the world around us, but local development appears to not have suffered as much of an impact. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek takes us to one of the projects that has stayed on track despite the coronavirus outbreak.
Mountain bikers in the region now have 7 more miles of soft surface trails to ride in Fayetteville. The trails are located at Centennial Park on Millsap Mountain, which is where we meet Brandon Pack, the cycling coordinator for Experience Fayetteville.
We're on the southwest corner of Fayetteville within the city limits. Millsap Mountain, as you mentioned, is a sister mountain to Kessler. So those familiar with this side of town, that Kessler Mountain Regional Park, we're really directly north of that, just across 62. We're 2 exits up from on I-49.
The nearly 230-acre wooded mountain is still under development, but portions are open to the public. So while you might see ongoing construction, PAC encourages people to visit.
This park is unique in the sense that it's being designed really bike forward or bike first, so with bikes in mind. And the development includes 2 purpose-built race courses, one for cyclocross, one for mountain biking, a large diversity of mountain bike trail offerings to mountain bike, hike, trail run, and dog walk.
PAC says a well-designed trail system offers on-property progression, which means riders will find trails with varying levels of difficulty from beginner to expert.
So we'll start with beginner. There's this appropriately named learner's permit. It's accessible from the trailhead. So for beginners and families, it's really that kind of fast, flowy, no technicality, just introduction to riding in the woods is what we'll call it.
A good option for anyone who is just getting into the sport of mountain biking or families with young children. There are also intermediate trails with more challenging terrain, ideal for visitors seeking out new mountain bike adventures.
Rocks and technicality and some jumps and things like that. We even incorporated an old antique pickup truck in the woods that we know is going to be one of those memorable and hopefully Instagrammable moments for visitors to the park.
The park also includes a gravity zone, which PAC says is made up of purpose-built downhill directional trails specifically for bikes.
And there's intermediate and advanced trail offerings, everything from Captain Fantastic, which is this pretty rowdy but intermediate descent off the southern slope of the mountain, to trails like Chunky and Hail Mary that are gonna, I mean, we're talking like Black Diamond. So if you think of like if you go to a ski slope and you think of the ratings there, we have green, we have blue, and then we, even on this mountainside, we have Black Diamond trails that are gonna favor those, you know, advanced riders.
And then there are the 2 race course tracks for cyclocross and cross-country events. PAC says those can be used for local races as well as international ones, starting with the 2022 Cyclocross World Championships.
You know, the pandemic has stalled a lot of things. We know that it kind of events have had to change, and the way we looked at events and considered events has changed. Hopefully by 2022, a lot of that is in our rear view.
PAC says this is only the second time these championships have come to the U.S., and thousands from around the world are expected to attend.
Fayetteville literally will be welcoming the world as professional male and female cyclocross racers from around the globe come to Fayetteville to compete in those world championships for what are the coveted UCI rainbow jerseys that we get to award right here.
The race courses also include the park's other memorable feature.
There's this huge set of stairs on top of this mountain now. There's something that's very Stonehenge-esque, and those are being incorporated into those cyclocross and XC mountain bike race courses.
The first section of a trail called the Fayetteville Traverse can also be found at Centennial Park, but PAC says that's just the beginning. Eventually, the trail will go all the way through town.
It's going to knit together Fayetteville's many amenities, our public parks, multiple trail systems, our residents, the University of Arkansas, the hotels, the restaurants, the, you know, a place to grab a beer. We're going to knit all that together with a continuous natural surface route for mountain bikers, hikers, and trail runners.
From Millsap Mountain, the Traverse will cross Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Kessler Mountain before connecting to existing greenway trails.
We'll be able to incorporate some of the existing paved trail corridor. I imagine you'll start to see some single track pop up along the greenway as part of the Traverse.
PAC says the Traverse will provide a new way for visitors to experience the community.
It's on par with what we know are other you know, those recreational destinations in the Northwest Arkansas corridor, what we see in Bentonville, what we see in Bella Vista, the Traverse is going to be complementary to that for people coming into the corridor for these destination trips.
Phase one includes the Kessler connection and could be finished as early as the end of this year. Once the entire Traverse is complete, PAX says it'll be between 15 to 20 miles long, while connecting users to 12 miles of trail at Mount Kessler and another 12 at Millsap Mountain once Centennial Park is done. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The city of Fayetteville is in the process of constructing a number of amenities at Millsap Mountain, but the public can access the park using a trailhead at the intersection of Mountain Ranch Boulevard and Technology Way off North Shiloh Drive. The city purchased the land for the park back in 2018 using a grant and loan from the Walton Family Foundation. This is Ozarks at Large.